welcome. It's great of you to join us. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amok on this July 1st, welcoming you to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. That's right. Give it up. And joining me tonight, as always, give it up for my good friend, the resident watchdog, Christian from... Christian from Philly. What's going on, my friend?
I'm doing good, my brother. Welcome, everybody, to the news. All I have to say is those fucking clowns from AEW Fallout better watch themselves. They better not meet us in a fucking dark alley. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. Christian issuing challenges to the clowns of AEW. And of course, if you don't know, that's a wrestling show that our friends over on Dynamite Fallout talk about with you fine folks here on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Each and every Wednesday night, 1 hour after AEW Dynamite. And the show is called Dynamite Fallout with Chuck Elite and Christian Killjoy. So check that out.
Yeah, those
on
clowns,
Wednesday night.
Yeah, those clowns better not meet us in a dark alley. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Christian, how you doing tonight, my friend? Everything all right with you?
I'm doing great, my brother. I had to take off my suit and tie because we have some fucking crazy news tonight.
Oh, yeah, we do.
The news.
On the boogie, the Full Tilt boogie, my friend. So let's start out with a little bit of fun news, a little bit of odd news, I guess, if you will. You know, I like to get started off with a little something, a little bit more jovial.
Yeah,
In Florida, a golfer was seen today, actually, taking a shot while an alligator was approaching. There's a picture of him, taking a swing and shit, while an alligator is maybe about 20 yards behind him, approaching steady. Alligators, quite the nuisance in Florida. Do you have anything that you have to worry about like that over there in Philly, man? I know you don't have alligators,
no.
But what about bears? Are there any bears out there in the woods in Philly?
No, the only thing we should be dangerous is fucking deers.
Can be a nuisance.
Yeah, nuisance to your cars and nuisance
yep.
to your pets. I'm telling you this as experience, man. I was walking down the sidewalk, and I saw a deer trample a poor dog's head in because he got scared. So deers are a menace.
Damn. Here you have a wild animal beating up on a domesticated pet. That's heinous behavior on the deer. On the deer's part. Alligator was creeping up on the golfer as he was, unfazed, taking a shot. Let's see. I got some other news here. A bear, we like bears here at the World Generation Podcast. And we don't like them, actually. We think they're nuisances, too. I can't imagine living somewhere where you come home and there's a fucking bear chilling out in your fucking kitchen, eating from your refrigerator, whatever you have on your counter and shit, because they do that. I mean, we've talked about them here on the boogie where they've broken into stores and shit. These fucking bears, you talk about pests. So recently, a wildlife biologist in North Carolina came to the rescue of a bear that was seen wandering in Asheville with a plastic food container stuck over its head. Oh, my.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. Yeah.
So, it's fucking Yogi Bear all over again. So he responded to a report of a bear cub with a large plastic jar stuck over its head, and he arrived to find the animal had climbed a tree outside a home. So here you go. They had to, climb up the tree and shit to get the bear down and get the jar off his head, and that's the end of that. So, yeah, bears.
It's like sometimes,
boogie, baby.
Bears, I have a list of categories for animals. I sometimes question myself, what does these types of animals contribute to society, you know? Fish contribute because we eat them. Chicken contribute because we eat them, you know, like, you know, regular, you know. Deer contribute because we eat them. But what does bears contribute to society, or like raccoons?
Yeah, they contribute nothing. Nothing. A bunch of fucking menaces. So, yeah, a little bit of bear news here on the World Generation Podcast Network and the Full Tilt Boogie. Recently, buddy, are you a fan of Burger King at all?
I like their burgers. That's about it. Their fries are tasteless.
Actually, I like their fries. They got those big fat fries. If they're hot, they're great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they might be different where you live. I don't know. But over here, they have big, thick fries. Wendy's had some real shitty fries up until recently. They improved their fries. They actually used to have the big, thick fries. And then they went to some shitty bottom-of-the-barrel fries for several years. I mean, I stopped eating there because of those fucking shitty fries. And now they're back to some decent fries. But, Burger King recently, the officials at a Delaware mall blown away when a fucking wall at the shopping center that they were at turned out to be hiding something unexpected. It was a completely intact Burger King restaurant with vintage decor, buddy.
Because
sometimes in a mall, like, there'll be something there, and they won't tear it down or nothing. They'll just put another wall in front of it, and they'll just build something else there. This happens in malls all the time. And so this time they found a fucking Burger King that had been untouched. The picture of the Burger King went, you know, viral on Twitter. And, sure enough, it's an old-school Burger King.
Do you think it's valuable? Like, if they find anything in there, do you think it's, like, worth something?
I mean, there's nothing really in there. There's maybe a plant. Everything else are fixtures. They're, you know, booths that are attached to the wall. It's a really cool picture. I'm sure you could see it. Find it on the Internet. I vaguely remember eating in a fucking Burger King like this, because back in the day they would have Burger King in malls. I remember that. And I mean, I'm old enough to where I would have eaten at a Burger King that looked like this. So I don't know. You put two and two together. But anyway, this was in Wilmington, Delaware, at the Concord Mall. So, I mean, it's completely intact and shit. There's a ceiling fan. I mean, it's just a regular... It looks retro, though. The paintings on the wall and shit, very retro. Of course, the floor, too. There's that. A little bit of weird news to kick off the boogie. Now let's move on to the meat and the potatoes. The meat and the bones.
The seriousness,
Donald J. Trump hearing. Right now, they got coals lit up under Trump's ass right now over the whole January 6th thing that happened, over a year ago or whatever. They're dragging this out, I see it as a bastardization of justice, of non-justice, of just a bunch of bullshit is what it is. This is the way I see it. Of course, other people see it differently, including, many witnesses that they've drawn up, witnesses that brought about nothing more than hearsay to this thing. This, by the way, it's not even a trial. Okay, it's a hearing, so it's much different than a trial. And it's just a bunch of waste of tax dollars, in my opinion, and a bunch of just keeping them from doing what they should be doing. Of course, it happens every term. either the Democrats or the Republicans. So it's all up for debate. It's all political, basically. It's a bunch of bullshit. But so here they're saying that, you know, Trump pushed the, they call it the big lie, you know, of him not being elected. And they're saying that he pushed that narrative. They call it the big lie, which, you know, the big lie is actually what happened way back in the day with the Nazis. All right.
Yeah.
That was the big lie when you look in history. And now they're trying to call this the big lie. But another big lie is the big lie of Hillary Clinton and all that whole thing that they brought about with the Trump-Russian collusion. That turned out to be a big lie that took years and years to prove. All of Trump's presidency was marred by this big lie. And at the end of the fucking day, it turned out to be fucking Hillary that fucking paid these fucking Russians to come up with this shit. But of course, the media looks the other way because, you know, they only cover what they want to cover and not the entire news as it is. Other countries see it, though. If you look up the news of what's going on in other countries and they have their edition of world news or whatever on their world news, their focus, their main focus is always United States. And, you know, they cover shit very well. But you don't see it here in the U.S. ABC, CBS, and NBC are incapable of covering the fucking news. But I digress. So still, in all this mess and chaos, Christian, that's going on with Trump, you know, they've got him with his back up against the wall, just like they've always had him, you know, right where they want him. You look at this whole thing with Michael Avenatti and shit. He's the one in prison now.
Yeah.
I mentioned that last week. You know, he was the one lighting a fire. Everybody was behind him. You know, oh, my God, he's the savior. He's going to be the one that nails Trump. And in the end, he's the one that's fucking getting dick up the ass right now in whatever prison he's in. The irony. But I digress. But even more irony, though, actually, I guess you could call it, perhaps. It's questionable. But currently, Trump is still beating Biden and DeSantis in a 2024 matchups poll. This, according to Newsweek, and I know nobody wants to fucking hear this, but at the same time, fucking, you know, look at where the hell we're at. The economy's gone to fucking shit. As it appears right now from Newsweek, former President Donald Trump still appears to be favored to win the Republican Party's 2024 presidential nomination and ultimately the general election. This is from fucking Newsweek.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that and the possibility of Donald Trump running and winning, Christian from Philly?
I honestly don't care who's president anymore because they're all terrible. I'm convinced nobody knows how to fucking run a country no more. Doesn't matter who's the president at this point. They're all terrible on both parties. Both parties are terrible, in my opinion. I'm neutral. They're both terrible when it comes to presidencies at this point. I've seen it.
And, you know, that's really undebatable what you said, because they really both have their, they have their huge flaws, both of them. But it seems that one party is more in favor of, you know, law and order, whereas the other party is more in favor of, you know, chaos and destruction. And I mean, I can just say that, and we all know which parties I'm referring to as, you know, law and order, and which parties are for chaos and destruction. I don't even have to say it. You take law and order and you put it on one side and you put chaos and destruction on the other. And, you know, we know which one is for, we know which party is for law and order, and we know which party is for chaos and destruction without it even being said. But I digress. So, yeah, Donald Trump still the favorite. That's shocking to me. It really is shocking to me, considering that Ron DeSantis is getting so much hype right now from the media. I guess maybe it's, you know, and it could be so much that the media is, because they're in on everything, trying to control the fucking everything that we do. Division. They like dividing us as people, as a nation. Hence why they're always covering. The closer we get to elections, the more you're going to start seeing shit, you know, like, you know, cop shoots black man. And this cop shoots unarmed black man. And this and that. Just a couple of weeks ago in Kansas City, there was a woman that, you know, I think she got gunned down by a cop or whatever, and everybody was in chaos over it until the cops released a picture of the woman who actually had a gun in her hand pointed back at the cops. And then people were still like, well, I demand to see the police video now. Motherfucker, you're looking at a still shot from the police video. But go ahead and release the police video. Because what then? I mean, you know, the media fucking runs with shit right away, and they try to fucking turn people against each other. They try to turn everybody against the police. And it's questionable. It's just fucking heinous what they're doing.
Yeah.
And nobody likes it when somebody actually calls them out on it. You take Trump. In his political rallies and his speeches, he calls them out all the time. And maybe that's why they don't like him. And that's why he doesn't get the favorable media. Actually, no, it's not that. But it would be nice if it was that. Because then it wouldn't be so fucked up. Because things are really fucked up and they're only getting worse. But I digress. So, yeah, Trump is still fucking favorite to win, even though he's in all this controversy with this, you know, quote-unquote hearing. It's all going to come out to be bullshit. Nobody gives a shit about it. What people give a shit about right now is, you know, the whole immigration thing. They say that the borders are closed. I live in Texas. I can clearly see that the borders are not closed.
Yeah, they just say that to keep you calm, you know. To say, you know, oh, don't worry about it. The borders are closed. Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to come here and see the proof. Take our word for it, you know.
So recently, as a result of this whole immigration thing going on, lack thereof, I mean, you know, lack of any kind of border security because of the immigration. See, people know. People from all the countries, third world countries and whatnot, they know that they're not going to, you know, there's going to be no consequences for them, that they're going to be able to get through because we can't stop them because we're not, the administration is letting them just go through. And so they're all coming. And so what you have because of that is you have the cartel who's actually in charge of the border, going around to these third world countries, recruiting people to come over here and charging them obscene amount of money to get over here, thousands of dollars to get over here. And they just put them across the border, right? They have to cross the river themselves. This is how it works, okay? They have to cross the river themselves and shit. Once they cross the river themselves, they're in groups. They get huddled up, and then they get thrown in the fucking back of some semi in large groups.
Yeah.
And then the fucking semi breaks down or whatever, and they fucking die. Or they fucking, you know, they might go into some other, they might do some other thing, like, for example, they might get trafficked if they're women. They might get trafficked into fucking, you know, sexual slavery or whatever. So a lot of bad things are going on as a result of no border immigration thing. Welcome back, by the way, Christian. I saw that you dropped off.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Something, the phone just kicked me out for some reason.
Yeah, well, welcome back. And, you know, so people dying, right, a huge result of this. People fucking getting trafficked into sex trafficking and shit because that happens all the time. And, you know, it's a direct result of not having a tight border security.
This reminds me of the film Men in Black 1, where in the beginning there was a truck of immigrants and they were trying to sneak into the border. This is what that reminds me of.
Yeah. So it's a big problem, man. We had a lot of people die recently. 53 or 54 people died. God bless them. Came over here, obviously searching for, you know, a dream, a better way of life. You can't blame them. At the end of the day, as fucked up as things are, and as much as I bitch about it, this is still the greatest country in the world. People are fucking dying to get here, literally.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that as a joke. People are literally dying to fucking get here. And, you know, as a direct result of that, the country's been going to hell. And I've been saying it, if you've known me for the past 20 years, 22 years or whatever, I've been saying that the fucking country's going to hell in a handbasket. So let me pause real quick, just a real quick pause while I go grab another beer. And I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about more shit right here on the Full Tilt Boogie. So I'll be right back. Just give me 20, 30 seconds. Dos Equis Lemon Lime. Got the Dos Equis Lemon Lime. And we got the 845 calling in.
Hey, look, I'm about to throw avocado at your stomach, baby girl. I'm about to throw that bitch so fast.
What's going on? Welcome to the Full Tilt Boogie.
I got nothing to do with that one.
Yeah? So, dang, the call dropped already.
I think that was a fucking
call. Call back. Well, it would have been okay, you know. We could have messed around a little bit, have a little bit of fun. It's all about the fun and the madness here on the Full Tilt Boogie. So, Deshaun Watson recently, or did you have anything else on immigration that you wanted to add, buddy?
No. Continue. But to recap who Deshaun Watson is for everybody who missed the show, just in case last week, recap.
Yeah, he's a quarterback for the Houston Texans who was caught up in a scandal, this guy. He's got, apparently there were like something like 66 complaints of sexual misconduct, or 60-something, okay, in the 60s. That's a lot. 24 of those actually turned out to be like, you know, litigious, which 20 of them have been settled now since last week, or the last, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago. 20 of them have now been settled since we last spoke on this. And four of them are still up at odds. And also the NFL has recently, you know, said that they've wrapped up their investigation. However, we are still awaiting what the penalty is going to be from the NFL, and many people were speculating that it would be a year suspension. However, now there's the question of, you know, well, there's been other, you know, questionable shit done by people in the NFL. Like, for example, Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, was caught before one of the Super Bowls getting a hand job at a massage parlor, a happy ending or what have you at a massage parlor. And he didn't get a year suspension. So, you know, people are saying, hey, you know, wait a minute, you got to slow down on how much you punish this guy because, you know, we have to have equal. But at the end of the day, 66 women complaints and, you know, 24 that have become involved in litigation, 20 have been settled. Meaning some type of guilt, right? He's saying, okay, we agree to settle this, you know, to end it here. Here's some money. Go away. And then four of them are still pending. And the NFL is still, we're still waiting on what the punishment is going to be. I don't know how long he's going to get, but I'm still assuming it's going to be a year suspension, which really isn't going to mean anything because he worked out his contract with the Browns in such a way that the first year he's only getting paid $1 million. You see, because these guys get paid per game. So, like, you know, if they agree to a $32 million contract for that year, he's going to get paid, and say there's 16 games in the season, he'll get paid $2 million a game. He'll get 16 paychecks that year for $2 million a game. So they had already anticipated that he was going to get suspended, so they worked out his first year contract for $1 million.
Oh, my God, yeah?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on all that?
I think he's an asshole. Is this the same asshole who doesn't play and he's asking them to fucking give him more money?
Yeah, well, he missed the he signed a fresh new deal with the Houston Texans back in, I guess it was 2019 or 2020 or whatever the hell. Yeah, 2020, 2019 for the 2020 season, right? Then he didn't like who the Texans got as their head coach.
Yeah.
Or as their GM, I'm sorry. He didn't like it. He felt like he was disrespected because they didn't include him in the process of choosing the general manager. So what he did was he threw a hissy fit and decided not to play that year. Meanwhile, the whole year he knew all these allegations came up on him. And I think he just wanted to get out of Houston because he knew all this shit was coming.
Yeah.
He's a scumbag, bro. Total fucking scumbag.
He was going to get his ass kicked in Houston.
Yeah. And he's a fucking scumbag. And I'm wondering where the fucking Me Too movement is on this. Not a
fucking
beat.
The Me Too movement is fickle as fuck. It doesn't mean shit.
It's meaningless. They just attack whoever the hell they want. They wanted Weinstein out, so they got him out. If they want you out, they'll get you out. If they don't want you out, they'll go easy on you. They'll look the other way. That's total hypocrisy. Making it, you know, taking away their credibility. Okay, if you want basically taking away its fucking credibility because of the hypocrisy. So fuck them. Meanwhile, the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, last week, which we did not do a show, but last week they had an interesting, you know, ruling with the abortion, which is coming up next. Which is coming up next, okay? First, we got the SCOTUS that we're going to talk about because they've got some other things that are going to be coming up soon. that are going to be really interesting. Very interesting. I'm trying to find them. They got some new stuff coming up about the gays, obviously. I'm talking about in the next court, okay?
Yeah.
In the next court that's coming up. Meanwhile, they recently ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency can no longer, you know, do things the way they had been doing, and they're injecting too much power into what, you know, everything. They're supporting too much climate activism, is what the Supreme Court fucking said. And because it really is, it, you know, there's just so much climate activism going on, which ties into one of our other topics, the climate government control. I guess we can get out of the way now. But it's just so much going on, and the EPA has a lot to do with that. The Environmental Protection Agency, in case you didn't know. So climate activism has done major harm to the economy. But the ruling that they gave us on Thursday, yesterday, offers a little bit of hope. So we're going to see how that plays out. The justices ruled that Congress must explicitly grant federal agencies the power to make broad regulatory decisions before they can do so. So that means that the EPA can't just fucking demand certain things without going through the channels of Congress.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So.
It could come back to haunt them and bite them in the ass, but for now, that's what they're going with. So, but the next term of Congress is going to bring out some interesting new things on affirmative action and gay rights. That's coming up on the next term that they bring about. So we're going to be in for a lot more.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, disclaimer right now. We're going to be in a fucking bumpy ride. You think shit is bad right now? You think shit hits the fan right now for this whole abortion thing? If they do anything with gay rights, shit's going to hit the fan so bad it's going to fucking look like a shit storm. I'm telling you right now, people.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I see it coming. I mean, it's not going to be good. So that's what's coming up on the next term for the Supreme Court of the United States. They got affirmative action and gay rights. Now, affirmative action is, you know, this whole business of universities determining if you can go to that college based on your race. Oh, we have to have so many, you know, Asians. Oh, we have to have this many blacks. We have to have this many Latinos. We have to have this many this many that. How about we have to have this many American people who make the fucking cut and work on some type of meritocracy or whatever the hell, on merit. You know, being able to get into a university on merit has gone away now. Now you have to be some kind of fucking a part of some group or something. Oh, you know, we have to have so many gays. We have to have so many this, so many that. We can't have any fucking conservatives. No, fuck them. They can't go to our fucking school. And it's just a bunch of fucking horseshit. But anyway, affirmative action is coming up on the next term for the Supreme Court. And, you know, last week they had the whole thing on abortion, which brought about a big fucking upcry. You have women now, some of them are calling to stop having sex now. as a way of protesting.
No, that's stupid. I'm sorry. You could have sex, all right? First of all, okay, look, I'm gonna clear this out right now. I don't like abortion, okay? I think it sucks. I mean, to kill an unborn life, that sucks, okay? But I also don't agree of them being taken away of their rights, all right? Here's the thing. Like, what's next? Are they going to take women's rights of not voting anymore? Is that what's going to happen now? Is that what's next on the pecking order? Like, fuck me, man. You know what's even worse? Because this goes along in our world, the wrestling world. Kane, Glenn Jacobs, supported this decision, by the way, of the ruling. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. Many people support it to a degree. Like, I have my own thoughts on it, okay? I mean, like, some people want what they call late-term abortions, and I can't agree with that at all.
That's horrible.
Okay,
the word abortion.
If you fucking make the mistake of getting pregnant, okay, I can see that, okay? I can see that maybe you're not ready for it. Maybe you're not ready to be a mom mentally, emotionally, physically capable of doing it, okay? You're going to put that baby probably through, you know, things that maybe that baby shouldn't go through. Now, I'm not saying have the baby and then give it away, because that might be hard too on your emotions and your feelings. So, okay, you've made that decision. You made a mistake. You know, let's have an abortion. Let's do it early. Let's do, like, you know, like the next day pill or whatever, or, you know, something like that. Like, let's do it early. Let's not wait until it's an actual growing fetus that's moving around inside your body.
Yeah.
You know, because then it's bad news. You know, really what you're doing is you're killing the baby. You've made a mistake, okay? Identify that you did that and fucking do something about it as quickly as possible. Don't go around fucking waiting. Some of these people, bro, they want to do these fucking abortions like late term and shit.
Now,
like
several weeks into it.
And that's
Here's the more important issue about it, though. Like, let's say a woman, disclaimer, by the way, young people shouldn't hear this. I don't know why young kids would hear this anyway. If a lady gets raped, right, she gets pregnant, I still wouldn't recommend aborting the baby, because it's not the fucking baby's fault, all right? Like, just give birth and just give it up for adoption if you're not ready. Just don't kill the fucking baby, all right? That's just my opinion.
And that's, you know, that's a good opinion. That's a valid opinion, but some of these people, they're talking about late-term abortion and shit, and these people out there on the street and stuff, and it's like, man, calm the fuck down a little bit. Think about what you're saying. Holy shit, think about what you're doing. Think about, I mean, man, that's a bit much. But women also look to go, you know, have a sex strike. Now, that's what I was trying to say earlier. They're not having sex anymore. They're going on sex strike to get abortion rights back in the U.S. Get the fuck out of here. A fucking sex strike, really? It says, and this is fucking real. It's a hashtag, okay? It says, women of America, take the pledge. Because overturned Roe versus Wade, we cannot take the risk of an unintended pregnancy. Therefore, we will not have sex with any man, including our husbands, unless we are trying to become pregnant. Not take the risk of an unintended pregnancy. Okay? So how about using birth control? by using fucking rubber.
Well, yeah, or hear me out on this one. Just don't have sex until you're ready.
There you go. How about abstination?
Yeah.
My body, my choice. My body, my choice. But they didn't have a problem shoving it down where everybody had to get a fucking vaccine.
Yeah.
Body, my choice. Talk about the hypocrisy.
It's a lose-lose situation. No one's going to get fucking happy. One people is going to get happy while the other's not. It's a lose-lose situation. Nobody's going to fucking win. Nobody wins.
Well, you know what it is, right?
No. What is it?
It's a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of fucking horse shit, my friend. It's a bunch of horse shit, but it's going to be a nightmare, bro.
It's going to get worse.
I can't imagine that I go into work or something and fucking I'm going to run into fucking people striking on the street, shutting down the highway or some shit. Because it's bound to happen if this shit continues. This is the type of shit they do.
I'm just glad that it didn't get bad to the point where it was almost an insurrection part two. Can you imagine that?
Bro, it's just getting started. This isn't going to end anytime soon. Do you know that they tried to kill that justice of the Supreme Court, Matt Kavanaugh? They don't even show it on the news.
God.
They don't even show it on the news. There was a guy there to kill him outside his house. He ain't fucking armed and shit. They don't even show it on the fucking news. So this isn't over yet, my friend. This is far from over. This isn't going to fucking end until they burn some shit down and shit. Because this is what they do. But it starts with the fucking sex strike.
Yeah.
It sex starts strike. With the fucking sex strike, bro. So, let's go ahead and take a fucking break.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on with this because we're going to talk about what Hollywood had to say about, you know, the abortion, the whole abortion thing. And we're
I think Hollywood should not have an opinion about this at all. They live a completely different world than ours, all right? That's just my opinion.
Oh, but they do. They love talking about everything. And in fact, they love pushing their opinions on their public because they want
their public to think
like they do. And we'll get into that. As we continue on the Full Tilt Boogie. We'll be right back after these words.
I'm out here with the oppressor, and I'm just a jester as you unjust.
Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford, Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Okay, kids, let's go. There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Welcome back to Full Tilt Boogie on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck, and with me as always, the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy, Christian
time
from
to hear
Philly.
It's time to hear everybody what these Hollywood elites have to say about this abortion thing, because you know these Hollywood elites, this is my opinion, I don't care if nobody likes it. These Hollywood elites like to get into every fucking drama so they could be fucking relevant, because that's what they do. They're blood-sucking leeches.
Jimmy Kimmel says, ready for birth control and same-sex relationships to go away too? The crazy people are taking over because we don't act. Clarence Thomas wrote that justices should reconsider all of this. Court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell. That's Jimmy Kimmel. I have no idea what that means, but I know that he's insane. Judy Gold, whoever the hell she is, if you voted for Trump, a third-party candidate, or didn't vote at all because I don't like it either, candidate. Congratulations. This is on you. Whoever the hell
Judy Gold is. even though I don't like the guy personally, what the fuck does Donald Trump have anything to do about what is going on right now?
He's still to blame for everything, bro. He's front and center of all this shit, and it's obvious it's because they don't want him running again because he's an outsider.
What more do you people want? He's no longer the president yet again. He's no longer the president. What more do you people want from him?
they want to continue smearing him because they don't want him back in there because they're so scared of him because he's an outsider. He'll expose them, which he has been doing. He calls it the swamp. And they are the fucking swamp. Taylor fucking Swift. I'm absolutely terrified that this is where we are, that after so many decades of people fighting for women's rights to their own bodies, today's decision has stripped us of that.
Oh, shut up, Taylor. You're a singer, woman. You're a singer. Why are you involved in this?
Chaz Bono. Of course, Sonny Bono's daughter, who is a man now, calls himself Chaz. I really hope losing Roe motivates Democrats to vote in mass in the midterms, because this is all a result of Republican control in the Senate. And the court is just getting started taking away our rights. Next up, contraception and gay marriage. How about next we're fucking taking away everyone's fucking gun rights, even the good people, because, people were shot in a group. But you know, so we have these mass shootings, right? As ugly as they are, nobody gives a fuck that in Chicago last night, over 8 people were fucking murdered. Maybe 12, maybe even 12. I don't know, a slew of people overnight in Chicago just last night fucking killed by guns. Where's the fucking outrage of that? It's not there. How about we follow through with gun laws, okay? Once you catch somebody, how about you fucking throw them in jail for their fucking gun law crimes instead of just letting them fucking walk? How about we do that? But no, the fucking liberal judges fucking give them all fucking probation and paper and shit. And then, you know, the crime continues. They let them out with no fucking bail even. And the crime fucking continues. That's what the big problem is right there, too, in America. But nobody likes to talk about it. But all of a sudden, the Democrats are in control. And they're taking away the rights of the people. How about the fucking people that are hardworking and getting fucking mugged day after day in several cities, like in fucking Oregon and shit, Seattle, Washington, all these shithole cities? People have left. And they're not going back there. Why? Because fucking people, they got tired of fucking their businesses getting fucking robbed every day. And that's all a direct result of fucking the law not protecting its citizens. I mean, what the fuck kind of shit is that? We're not a third world country here. But this is what you do when you fucking put people in power that you've been trained to put, that you've been trained to vote Democrat because the Democrats are for the poor people. No, bullshit. The Democrats are out to make themselves rich.
You know... And, you know, speaking of, you know, women's rights, you know, you know the first name I come up with when I hear people talk about women's rights? And she's been fucking parading this whole women's rights movement since the trial. Where the fuck is Amber Heard in all this, huh? Did she fucking tweet about this shit? Yeah, because she was real pro-women's rights, right? During the trial with Johnny Depp, like, she used women's rights. Where the fuck is she at now when all this is fucking happening?
I mean, the last time I saw anything about Amber Heard, she was spotted at a fucking TJ Maxx.
Yeah. So guess what? Guess what, you delusional fans of Amber? She doesn't give a fuck about women's rights. She just proved it. She hasn't said anything about this fucking abortion bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I saw or heard anything from fucking Amber Heard, she was at a TJ Maxx, spotted at a TJ Maxx. Patton Oswalt goes on to say, the dude who cried about beer on TV has made a big decision about your life, ladies.
Who?
I guess he's talking about Brett Kavanaugh or something about, I seem to remember when they were dragging Justice Kavanaugh through the coals over some fucking fake shit that nobody, at the end of the day, you remember that trial? That was a big old fucking, that hearing? That was a big old fucking mess. They dragged this man whole life through the coals, made a bunch of shit up about him. At the end of the day, when people were fucking sworn to understand, to fucking say what they knew, nobody could fucking confirm shit. And it was all a bunch of bullshit. And the man got elected on the Supreme Court or whatever the hell the process is. He passed. He passed the test. Because it was all about bullshit. And I think that's what I think it's a joke about that. Because he said there was a big thing about, you know, he drank a lot of beer growing up. That's what he did. Some people do that. They're fucking active alcoholics. Doesn't make them any better or, I guess, any worse. That's just what they are. Some people are gay. It's just what they are. To which Derek Delgadio, whoever he is, said gay marriage is next. Kevin Sorbo says life wins. Now, Kevin Sorbo, I think, is a, I think he's a conservative. And he said life wins. He's an actor. I don't remember what he was on, some kind of jungle show or some shit. Maybe he was Tarzan. Do you know who that is, Kevin Sorbo?
I don't know who the fuck that. He sounds like a has-been.
Yeah, he's a has-been American actor. He was on maybe Tarzan or some type of shit like that.
If you're saying a jungle show, the only show I know that was in the forest was Lost.
He was Hercules, is what he was. There was a TV series, maybe on WB or some type of shit like that.
Yeah.
And he was the Hercules guy. So anyway, I believe he's a conservative. But so everybody's up in arms. Danny DeVito, Supreme Court my ass. Everybody's all fucked up about the whole abortion thing, and which we've talked about it. We already gave our opinion on it. Whoopi Goldberg,
yeah,
on the other hand,
from The
talking
View,
about,
by the way.
Yeah, from The View, who, by the way, yeah, she has been, just a couple of days ago, I got something on my feed about her that she was, that the fans were fucking outraged about what she said or something about what she's been doing lately or whatever, and that they want her out of The View.
Steady.
But I'm not here to talk about that today because I don't news cycle goes by so fast. I didn't click on the article, so I didn't read it. But today she's in the news for sending out a warning to Justice Clarence Thomas, the first ever black justice to the Supreme Court, which also yesterday we had a new justice sworn in, Ketanji Brown, who's also black. And I'm not going to fucking sit here and sugarcoat it. To me, she's also an activist. Okay? They have President Biden has put in a fucking activist, a liberal activist into the Supreme Court who is non-apologetic about it or anything. But I digress. And now we have Whoopi Goldberg warning Clarence Thomas, who, by the way, was the first black justice nominated to the Supreme Court. And by the way, he was done so by, you know, the conservative party, a Republican president back in the fucking, I think it was the 80s. I think it was Reagan that did it. So anyway, Clarence Thomas, she's sending a warning to Clarence Thomas, bro, Whoopi Goldberg. She said that you could become a quarter of a person. Now, I don't know what the hell that means, but it sounds like a threat.
Yeah, what did she say?
She said, I don't know what she said, but she said I want to make things clear. I'm very pro-life. I've never been anti-life. I want people to have the lives they want. But I don't want to force anybody. I don't want anybody coming in my house telling me how to raise my daughter and what she needs because they don't know. Is what
she
said.
Sounds pretty forceful to me. That sounds pretty forceful to me. You know,
she said, I appreciate everyone's religion, but I don't subscribe to religion. I don't ask you to subscribe to mine. And you do not have the right, based on your religious beliefs, to tell me, because what's next? As Clarence Thomas is signaling, they would like to get rid of contraception. Do you understand, sir? No, because you don't have to use it.
I don't understand where religion came from in the discussion. I don't understand where she got religion in all this, but okay.
She She said he better hope that, because we're not in the Constitution either. We were not in the Constitution either. We were not even people in the Constitution. Well, you better hope that you don't come for that they don't come for you, Clarence, and say that you should not be married to your wife, who happens to be white, because they will will move that. So I mean, so what are they going to go after? Are they going to go after Vice President Harris? Heels up Harris?
Yeah.
Because she's married to a white man.
Yeah, not only is that a threat, that's also a racist threat, by the way.
I know. From Whoopi Goldberg, who happens to be black.
Yeah,
the irony.
Can you believe that?
The fucking irony, bro. I mean, what the fuck?
Pro-life. Pro-life, where were you at in the protest then? No, nobody saw you in a protest for the abortion thing, huh?
And you better hope, she continues, and you better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter of a person, because that's not going to work either, she added.
Wow.
I mean, what the hell?
That's called belittlement. Can this be a cyber crime? Is this technically a cyber crime? Is this cyberbullying? She could go to jail for this. You know that, right? If this counts as a cyber crime, if it's cyberbullying, she could go to jail for this.
I mean, I don't know, but all I know is that she's out of control. They're saying that she got feisty with a cameraman before a commercial break on the show. I mean, really? I hope she didn't fucking embarrass him on TV and shit, talk him down on TV the way they do on fucking wrestling. Because if they did, that's some real fucking carny shit.
She did that. She had that on her show once of another person, a YouTuber. Female YouTuber, and she completely embarrassed her on that show. So Whoopi Goldberg is capable of a lot of things. I think Miss Whoopi is bitter because she couldn't make it in the movie business because she was a terrible actress, and she wants to make everybody else's life fucking miserable. That's what I get out of this.
So yeah, Whoopi Goldberg, I think, making her her debut on the Full Tilt Boogie. I don't think we've ever talked about her. But, yeah, that's I thought it was just crazy, the whole Whoopi Goldberg thing going on. Like, what the hell? But getting back to the the people about abortion, talking about abortion, Hillary Clinton was up in line also with her hand up, talking about most Americans believe the decision to have a child is one of the most sacred decisions there is, but that such decisions should remain between patients and their doctors. Which she's trying to, like, remain, you know, like, not really say anything about it, where she stands. She continues, today's Supreme Court opinion will live in infamy as a step backward for women's rights and human rights. Now, they keep talking about that this is a constitutional right. Have you heard them say that?
What?
That's all I heard about abortion, that, oh, they're taking this away from our constitutional rights and this, and that.
They're taking away your rights to kill another human being inside of you. Do you hear the fucking insanity that you're saying in your
it's
voice?
It's our constitutional rights, they're saying. Oh, you can't take that away from us. It's our constitutional right. Motherfucker, find it in the Constitution somewhere. Find it somewhere in the Constitution. I want to see that it's in the fucking... It's not in the fucking Constitution. They're fucking dumbasses. And that's all you saw on fucking ABC, CBS, NBC, the local fucking news.
That's like saying it's my constitutional rights to rob this bank.
Yeah, it's fucking ludicrous. And yet that's what they were saying on the fucking news. I don't even watch the fucking news anymore. Hell, up until this week, I was watching it simply for the fucking weather and the sports. But even the fucking weatherman's been letting me down lately. I carried around a fucking raincoat, bro, for two fucking days. Because they said it was going to fucking pour down. 2 fucking days I carried a fucking raincoat. Not a fucking drop of rain. Even the goddamn weatherman is lying to me now. The sons of bitches.
It's not that they're lying. It's that they don't fucking know. They don't fucking know what's happening in the weather anymore. They don't know.
But I digress. People are up in arms, dude. I think this is just the beginning of this whole abortion thing. I mean, I could go on and on. Bette Midler, get ready, gays. You're next. Oh, my God. Get ready, gays. You're next. A host of people. Alyssa Milano. I mean, we've talked about her. You know, banning abortion will disproportionately impact people of color. Really? LGBTQ plus communities, people struggling to make ends meet, young people, and those living in rural areas. It's going to affect everybody. It's the end of the world. And I could just go on and on. Yep. Stephen King, it's the best Supreme Court the 19th century has yet produced. The 19th century. Maybe he can make a fucking movie about this where fucking babies are dying everywhere around him.
Yeah.
The guy from that band, the fucking famous punk rock band from the 90s, Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, was in the news recently. Let me Google him real quick. On tour somewhere overseas, talking about how he is renouncing his U.S. citizenship. Fuck America! I'm fucking renouncing my citizenship. I'm fucking coming here. This was after the Roe versus Wade last week. There's too much fucking stupid in the world, he said. There's too much fucking stupid in the world to go back to that miserable fucking excuse for a country. Oh, I'm not kidding. You're going to get a lot of me in the coming days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go fucking live in Guatemala.
Here's the thing, Bozo. A country does not equal the fucking world. It doesn't matter where you go. If you're saying the whole world's crazy, then guess what? You're just gonna. It's the whole world, you dumbass. It's not just one country.
So yeah, you told us at the start of this segment about, you know, Hollywood elites. Do you mind refreshing us what your thoughts are on the Hollywood elites?
No, they're fucking blood-sucking leeches that want to take any drama and make themselves relevant. You know, they don't give a fuck. They just want to get the limelight on fucking Twitter and all Instagram and bullshit. Fucking Hollywood elite.
Meanwhile, you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I don't even have anything in front of me about her right now, but I do know something that happened, like immediately after the whole Roe versus Wade thing was announced. She goes out in front of the Supreme Court, gaslights, because, you know, the liberal left likes to use the term gaslight a lot. Gaslight some shit on Twitter. And within moments, there's fucking a whole bunch of people there fucking protesting, you know, because she has, I don't know how many fucking millions of Twitter followers.
Yeah. Again, She fits the description of one of the elites. Fits the description. Trying to be relevant. There you go. She just proved my point, everybody. She just proved my point right now.
So, yeah. Meanwhile, an artist that actually I like her music. Halsey is her name. I don't know if you've ever heard of Halsey.
No.
But I like her music, modern contemporary music, I guess, pop. Because I'm into a lot of music, a lot of different genres. I'm unstoppable. I listen to everything. When I say I listen to fucking everything, I mean I listen to everything. Fucking Halsey recently was at a concert in Arizona, and she fucking started ranting about the whole abortion thing.
Yeah.
People fucking up and left, bro.
Huh?
People fucking up and left, bro. They fucking walked out after paying money to see her. And then she fucking started ranting about fucking abortions. And they said, you know what? Fuck you. We don't have to hear this. We're leaving.
Because that's not what they paid for. They paid to hear you perform your fucking music. They came here to get away from fucking politics and bullshit. Not to fucking hear it. Here, they came to hear your fucking music, you idiot.
Thank you. So
keep your opinions to yourself.
She recently doubled down on supporting abortion rights this week, Wednesday night. I think that happened last Sunday when. Yeah, it was last Sunday night. She was at a concert in Phoenix when she started fucking ranting, and they fucking said, you know what, fuck you, we're out of here. So Wednesday night, she finally replied. She, you know, came out with something. She says, she uses she and they pronouns, by the way. And she begged fans to do the work to protect each person's right for the rest of their lives.
Now she's a manipulator. Now she's even worse. She's the worst kind of an elite now, because now she's manipulating her fans to do her dirty work. She's worse.
Yes. Yes. This is what they do. And anything to stay in the elite group, okay? They will do anything to fucking stay in the elite. She goes on to say, she says, the people pay to see you sing, not hear your views argument is so dumb, she wrote. No, you paid to see me use a stage as a form of expression in the manner that I choose. Sorry you lack the critical thinking to realize that the rhetorical power of music doesn't always serve your escapism.
No, they paid hard-earned money to hear you sing. It had there was no fucking ticket that says political opinion at 7, followed by music encore at 8. Do your fucking job and perform your music.
Oh, but she goes on. She says, the truth is that my heart breaks looking out into this audience, because I see so many people who deserve to have incredible lives, who deserve the right to health care that they need, who deserve the right to choose themselves in a situation where there is a choice. I look at every single one of you, and I don't want you to ever have to be in a situation where you don't have to, where you don't have access to that. If you don't like it, you can go home right now. I don't care.
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, you swindler. You fucking robbed and scammed those people off their fucking money when they wanted to hear you sing and perform. You're a fucking rob. You're a scammer. You're a con artist. You fucking swindled these people's hard-earned money, you thief.
So one fan tweeted, the amount of people who just walked out of the Halsey concert after Nightmare when she spoke about abortion was sickening. Fight for what is right. So, but she didn't seem fazed by that, though. She wrote, downside of doing outdoor venues, no door to hit them on the way out.
Wow. She's even talking crap about the fans that paid hard-earned money, threatening, telling them to hit the door on their ass. What a great Samaritan, huh? Hopefully nobody buys any tickets to see her perform ever again because she let all those people down. They paid their money to hear you perform, not about your opinions on politics, okay? They came to escape all that shit, and you're just ruining their fucking night. That's
Thank
what you did.
So much.
You ruined their fucking night.
Thank you so much, dude. I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why I have my watchdog with me each and every week right here on the World Generation Podcast Network Full Tilt Boogie Show. But she continues, bro. This week at an audience in Dallas, in the Dallas area, at the show Tuesday night at the Dos Equis Pavilion, where People Magazine reported that fans began chants of fuck Ken Paxton and fuck Governor Abbott. Okay, so she had her liberal woke mob in there, okay? So her fans that were in there on that night were her liberal woke mob fans. She says, honored to have my audience, she tweeted Wednesday. Proud they cultivate a space where emotion and action meet. Love doing what I do and expect me to always tell the truth when I get up there. Show must go on.
Or you paid those fucking people before your show started and you told them to fucking chant that shit because you paid them off. That's what I think happened.
Okay. I don't know that she would pay them off like that. Not to say that it's not, you know, inconceivable because it is conceivable, but I would be more likely to believe something like, you know, they put it on a station that caters to leftist views, and they gave away a lot of tickets. They papered the show with people with leftist views, but yeah, so that's Halsey, and I dig her music, you know. I'm torn. When people come out with their shit like this, it tears me as a fan. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've stopped watching shows and shit, okay? Because people, you know, they fucking, like, when you know, I'm a fan of President Trump. I think he was a savior to this country. And I hope he gets nominated and elected again. I think that he's the only one that could possibly repair the damage that's been done. But that's just my opinion. But anyway, you know, but I still think that his whole fucking election was just a fucking, it fell in his lap. Because I think that whole stunt that he was doing, you know, when he was coming down the stairs and shit to announce for presidency, you got to realize he has just been fired from fucking his NBC show. So I think the whole thing of him running for president was a fucking stunt so that he could fucking get another show with another network. And then next thing you know, it fucking became real and, you know, he's like, oh, fuck, I gotta fucking do this now. And he embraced it and did all the good things that he did, including putting a bunch of badass fucking Supreme Court nominees. And including the Supreme Court nominees that had the fucking grapefruits to fucking kill this fucking Roe versus Wade thing and bring it back and put it into the power of the people's hands. Okay, because this shit should have never been in the fucking, should have never been a right. All right, this shit should be each state dictates what's best for their people. Meaning that each state gives the power to the people to vote on it. Instead of it just being a whole countrywide thing, you know, a whole fucking law that the whole country must abide by. It's better to have it, you know, as, hey, man, let's put the fucking power of the people on this shit and see what the people have to say. And that's what this did. But, oh, no, we can't have that. We have to have it all the way or no way. And we're going to burn shit down until we get our way. Because that's the fucking liberal way of doing things. And this is a liberal world order that we are experiencing right now.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Sooner or later. You think, here's my opinion, right? World War III is going to be men versus women. That's where I'm seeing this is heading towards. That's my opinion, okay? My opinion.
That would be a good movie. I would love to produce it. I mean, it would be a B-rated movie, maybe even a C, straight to fucking cable or whatever. If even that, hell, it might just be an underground movie. But I think it would be a good movie. I mean, we just need a good script. But it's a great idea. The men versus the women. Ultimately, the women win because, you know, they got the pussy. It's all about the pussy, is what they say, at least. I mean, I'm just saying
actually,
what they
no.
say. I'm not saying it. I mean, you remember the whole thing? The whole grabbed by the pussy thing comment with President Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a meme. It was a meme.
The whole grabbing by the pussy. And the whole fucking Stormy Daniels. I mean, he was at a fucking dinner. This is the sensational. They sensationalize everything he did, okay? He's at a dinner somewhere, you know, fundraiser dinner, charity dinner, whatever the hell. There happens to be a fucking porn star there. Next thing you know, he's linked with her doing all kinds of crazy, sinister shit. But I digress. Let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we still got some things to go. Climate control, because it's real. I've been saying this since last season, a year ago, about climate control. It's real. We're in it right now. R. Kelly in the news again. Oh my God, you're gonna love this. Hunter Biden, always in the news, but yet never in the news, because they're protecting him. And of course, President Joe Biden. All coming up right here. The Full Tilt Boogie, don't go anywhere. Stay right where you're at because we're going to come back and we're going to wrap this up sweet and pretty. Real nice, baby. Full Tilt Boogie. My God is a God.
Inviting you to tune in to Dynamite Fallout, a show where Christian Killjoy and I break down AEW Dynamite's weekly episodes right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. That's Dynamite Fallout, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25 or 624, Wilbur. Act now. Include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
Jesus was a rifle and Mary was a Glock.
Welcome back. The Full Tilt Boogie on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck, and with me as always, my good friend, the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy, Christian from Philly. What's going on, brother?
Yeah.
You doing all right? You still with us? You still with us, bro?
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there?
Right,
what are you doing? What are you doing, man?
I'm drinking some Pepsi because all this Hollywood elite bullshit has got me thirsty.
Yeah. I'm drinking a Modelo. A Modelo Chelada, mango and chili.
Do you drink that with a dab of lime in it or just drink it plain?
No. It just comes just that way, man. I'm telling you, this Modelo beers, bro, I got hooked on them. And they've introduced many new flavors now. They have, at first they started out with just the limon, the limone sal, right? Lime and salt. Then they introduced, they started out with the red ones, right? They got like tomato juice and shit in them. And then they brought out the limone salt. And then they started introducing flavors and shit, like mango chili lime. They got a pineapple lime called pina lime, or pina chili, that is. So it's like a pineapple chili. I mean, they don't need anything. They don't need any salt. They don't need anything. They're perfect. And they're in big, giant cans, 24-ounce cans. And they're fucking delicious. Damn it, I fucking love them. And, dude, they're hard to find. Like right now, tonight?
Yeah.
I got to where I have to fucking buy them way ahead of time and shit. And have them and shit. Because, bro, they're like hard to find, man. There's an aluminum can shortage right now. The fucking aluminum can shortage. And so, like, right now, the green ones are scarce. Like, I can't find them anywhere. There's one place where I know that they'll have them. But, God damn it, they charge four something a beer, bro. Four something for like one fucking 24-ounce can of beer. I don't think so. I like to get them at the grocery store where they're like $2.69. But I digress. The problems of a poor man. But anyway, so let's move on with the show, my friend.
Yeah.
The government climate control. I'm telling you, man, it's fucking real.
It's
fucking real,
bad.
Dude. This whole thing about the gas prices and shit, them being so high, this is done by design, bro. This is all done by design. President Joe Biden wants to go down. His thing in his presidency is going to be he's the anti-fossil fuel president. Well, guess what? Fossil fuel is gasoline. He wants to force us to buy fucking electric cars. This has already happened in Europe, okay? Guess what? Electric cars, they're fine and dandy while they want you to get them, okay? Once the majority gets electric cars, then next thing you know, well, first of all, gas is going to go sky high, right, for the people that don't have electric cars, for the people that don't have the means to get an electric car or what have you. Gas is going to go sky fucking high. That's what we're experiencing right now. Then guess what? The majority of the people will get electric cars, right? So then we're going to have a shift in difference in shit, right? So the majority of the people are going to have electric cars. But then guess what? They're going to hit you with an energy tax. This has already happened in fucking Europe. They'll hit you with a fucking energy tax and shit for the electricity, and then you're fucked either way. And either way, you're fucked. And in the meantime, they're going to make you fucking get your house. you know, your house where you go through the fucking wall and you fucking set the fucking thing with the thermometer, a thermostat, and you push it however fucking cold you want, however hot you want, all right? They're going to make you get rid of all that. Oh, you're still going to have that fucking thermometer and shit, but instead it's going to be fucking, you know, based on the wind and how much fucking wind there is outside that day. And how much fucking sunlight there is that day, you know, with these fucking panels and shit. And that's how you're going to get your fucking energy. Guess what? If there's not enough fucking wind, if there's some fucking clouds that day, well, guess what? You're fucked. This is what they want, bro. And they're not even fucking lying. They tell you about it. But people just don't give a fuck. Oh, we can't have the fucking old Cheeto. He fucking affects my feelings. He makes my pussy itch. We can't have him. And the other side, well, they can't have him either because, you know, they're still scared of him because he's an outsider. He already was rich going into this. He didn't go into this to make himself rich like these other fuckers do. He was already rich, so he's there to correct the fucking shit and expose these motherfuckers, and that's what they're afraid of, and so that's why they don't want him there. So climate control, which former President Trump was, you know, very against, and he exposed a lot of it, but it's a reality, and it's going on every fucking day. We're feeling it right now so much so that gas is like, well, actually, it just went down. And they do this all the time, bro. They'll condition you, all right? Like, they raised it up. I mean, just last year, it was a dollar cheaper than what it is now, okay? Last 4th of July. Yeah. Last 4th of July, gas was a dollar cheaper than what it is now. All right, but it just recently went down by like 20 cents, you know, and they're going to try to keep it like this for a while. But, I mean, fuck, it's still over a fucking, well over a dollar when President Trump was in office. And the first thing that fucking President Biden did was, you know, cut off the pipeline and shit. To try to fucking force us to fucking move into green energy. Now, I'm all for saving the planet and shit. But, I mean, goddamn, this has to be governed or something has to go down to where it's a world measure and everybody in the world has to agree to it. Why do we have to fucking agree to it? And over in fucking India, it's fucking Smog City every fucking day. And they got the most fucking people there. China, too. And they're just polluting the shit out of the country, out of the fucking world. And nobody gives a fuck about them. Why do we have to fucking be so uptight about it? You understand my problem with that, bro? Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, meanwhile, we're getting fucked at the gas station. And because we're getting fucked at the gas station, guess what? We're getting fucked at the fucking supermarket. We're getting fucked when you go get your hair cut. You know, you got to go get your hair cut, right? Well, guess what? The guy that cuts your fucking hair, he's got to get to his job. And gas has fucking gone up, so he needs more fucking money. So your fucking $14 haircut is now $20. That fucking barbecue last year on 4th of July that was fucking, you know, an all-time high already at fucking $75 is all of a sudden like $110. It's fucking crazy. And it's a direct result of these fucking gas prices. And yet Biden keeps trying to fucking push it that it's on Russia. Really? On Russia? For fucking attacking this little tiny ass fucking country that's fucking full of fucking corrupt in their government? They're just nothing but fucking corrupt motherfuckers over there. Have been for fucking decades. Still are. It's none of our fucking business. And it's not like fucking... The Ukraine is going to win this fucking war. They've already destroyed the shit out of it. What's left of it? But yet the United States keeps sending fucking money over there. And they're fucking using this fucking whole shit about, you know, Russia being responsible for our fucking high prices. It's a fucking farce, dude. It's the raping of the fucking country. It's fucking horrific, dude. It's fucking horrific. It's a bunch of fucking madness. It's a fucking Ponzi scheme is what it is. It's a big old fucking Ponzi scheme. And I'm here to expose it. I'm telling you right now, bro. It's a big fucking bunch of bullshit, dude, and the government's behind it. And meanwhile, they're getting rich while we're getting fucked. Every fucking day, dude. Because the gas has gone up so high, now we have to pay for everything out the ass. Everything has gone up. Nothing is as good as it used to be. Everything has gone up, but yet the fucking, you know, sodas now at the store, they used to be 20-ounce bottles, right? You stop off at fucking wherever the fuck you're at. You get a tank of gas or whatever. You go in, buy a fucking soda, maybe a pack of fucking Fritos or some shit. The sodas used to be 20 fucking ounces. Now, they're fucking back to like 16-ounce little tiny-ass fucking sodas. But yet they're still fucking two something. I mean, this is where we're at, bro. And this is what the fucking people voted for, man. So it's a bunch of fucking horse shit. And they have to think about what they're voting for, bro, because if they don't, and if they just vote with their heart over some fucking crazy shit, this is what's going to happen. We're in the position that we're in. And let me tell you something, man. It's all done by design, okay? Because what's happening right now, dude, it's a fucking Ponzi scheme. I don't know if you're aware what a fucking Ponzi scheme is, but you can look it up. It's a fucking, what you're watching right now, bro, is a fucking big-time fucking Ponzi scheme. 2020, the whole fucking crash that they never fucking admitted. All right, the crash of the fucking economy that they never fucking admitted to was fucking laundered, bro, through the fucking COVID bailouts, all right? All this fucking money that they were giving, and they, so much fucking fraudulent, the stimulus checks and shit. It was fucking laundered through the fucking COVID bailouts. The COVID bailouts then were laundered through fucking the inflation that we're experiencing now. The inflation is being fucking laundered through the goddamn war in Ukraine. And the war and the effects that are fucking happening right now are going to be laundered through the fucking climate control and the climate change. And yet at the end of the day, the perps are going to fucking walk.
Yeah.
But that's what's fucking happening. That's what's fucking happening. And meanwhile, the fucking inflation, I mean, it's the worst. It's the worst it's ever been. I don't ever remember it being like this. It's all done by design. What else we got? R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly.
Fill me in. What happened with R. Kelly? They've been taking this guy over the coals for, it seems like, at least 10 years now, maybe longer, over some fucking dirty shit.
R. Kelly's going to prison, y'all, for 30 years for sexual abuse and sex trafficking. So pretty much, he's 55, everybody. By the time he gets out, he's going to be 85. Pretty much, his life is fucked. It's over, pretty much. So, yeah, this is where we're at with R. Kelly.
I mean, he's how much? He got 30 years.
30 years.
So he's how much? 55.
He's 55. He's gonna be 85 when he gets out.
Well, no, he won't. He won't be out that long. He'll be out in like 10 years.
Nah, dude.
He's
going to
go
like
in and be R. Kelly, get street cred. He's going to have a lot of street cred.
Nah, dude. I saw him cry in a fucking interview. He's not tough at all, dude. He's a fucking jellyfish.
So he's fucked. I mean, fuck him.
He's fucked.
He should have been fucking, you know, he shouldn't have done the crime. I mean, I think a lot of it, I think, was, I don't know, man. I think a lot of it was, like, done out of spite. I think the Me Too movement really took him out, too. Well, his shit was going on way before the Me Too movement. Actually, the Me Too movement's been going on a lot longer than from when 2018, 2017, or whatever the hell. It's been going on since, like, I think the 2000s. But then it became really amplified during the Trump era. But R. Kelly, yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. I mean,
yeah.
He shouldn't have been fucking around like that. Eventually it caught up with him. And he should have never been fucking doing it in the first place, a fucking pervert. Speaking of perverts, Hunter fucking Biden, back in the fucking news. Recently, it's been revealed that his dad, you know, because his dad has always said that he never spoke with Hunter Biden about anything as far as, you know, any types of deals and shit. Because, you know, Hunter Biden's been doing deals, including in Ukraine. Of course, this is never on the news, you know, because they protect them all. The liberal fucking media protects, you know, the liberal party, which is Joe Biden's party, the party of fucking lawlessness and chaos. But I digress. So they never reported on this fucking laptop. Joe Biden was, the video surfaced of him talking to his son about how everything was clear. But yet he's always said that he's never spoken to his son about any dealings or anything regarding, you know, Russian oligarchs and fucking Chinese businessmen and shit like that. But it's all a fucking lie. And so now there's fucking plenty of proof out there. But of course, you know, it's nowhere to be found as far as on the news, because they refuse to fucking report it. They don't want to fucking sway the people away from Joe Biden and company. At least not yet, because they're definitely going to get rid of him. There's no way they're going to allow him to run in 2024. Somebody will come after him and make some heinous accusations or some type of shit, and he'll be gone, and then Hillary will step in and try to become the fucking savior.
I don't think Hillary's going to ever run again because, you know, the whole accusations of her. So she's out of the race. She's out of the inning.
Whoever it may be, they're going to try to usher him in. Maybe this Pete Buttigieg. It might be him that they try to usher in, which he recently built.
Yeah.
He recently launched a $100 billion pilot to build racial equity in America's roads. Everything's got to be racial with these guys, bro. Racial equity. What the fuck does that even mean?
Racial what?
Equity.
Equity.
Yeah. Equity.
They're just making shit up as they go.
Yeah, this proves it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Thursday launched a $1 first-of-its-kind pilot program aimed at helping reconnect cities and neighborhoods racially segregated or divided by road projects, pledging wide-ranging help to dozens of communities despite the program's limited dollars. Whatever the fuck that means. To me, it sounds like a way to fucking funnel money in through fucking a bunch of fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. A bunch of fucking sinister shit. But Hunter Biden, the whole laptop thing, it's fucking real. It's never going away. He's not the only Biden in the news recently. His sister's in the news. Her diary. Claiming she took inappropriate showers with, you know, her daddy Joe. Oh, my God.
Well,
this is real, too. You can look into it. It's old enough to where she remembers they were inappropriate and she was writing it in her diary, bro.
Jesus.
I don't know the exact age. But, yeah, you can look into it. It's out there on the news. I'm surprised it hasn't been, you know. I mean, it's not on the news. You have to look for it on the Internet, but it's there from reputable sources. So Hunter Biden, though, now they're saying that Joe Biden inadvertently helped Hunter pay Russia. Pay Russia-linked escorts, no less. Escorts, bro. He wired money to his son so that he could pay Russian escorts. Oh, man. This just doesn't write itself, bro. It's all out there, but the media fucking hides it from you and keeps it from everybody. And if the Republicans win in the elections coming up in November and they take over the Congress and the Senate and shit again, it's going to be bad news for the Biden family, because they're going to go after them with the... They're going to start treating them the way they treated Trump with all the investigations and shit, and it's not going to be pretty.
It's like the real-life version of the Transformers in real life.
Oh, my God, really?
The Autobots have won so far, but the Decepticons are going to come back, and then they're going to fucking beat the shit out of the Autobots.
Sweet. I'm so glad that you can relate this to a fucking movie. Because at least you can relate to it. It's happening right before our fucking eyes.
Comical.
So, yeah, and Hunter Biden, I mean, this whole fucking laptop thing, he left his laptop at a fucking repair shop, never went and picked it up. And it had a bunch of fucking shit in it. Next thing you know, the owner of the fucking shop turned it over to the FBI. The FBI hid it for a while. They didn't want it to fucking come out. But then the owner was like, hey, wait a minute. There was a lot of shit that I saw on that laptop that needs to come out.
Well, it's not his duty to say that, first of all.
But nevertheless, he brought it out, and so the shit is finally coming out little by little, and more of it, including the fact that Joe Biden, you know, wired him money so that he could pay some fucking hookers.
Okay.
Hey, it's comical. It's fucking comical. And fucking Joe Biden. Hey, I don't even know if I can even continue with this. We've gone far enough.
Yeah.
We've got 9 minutes left. We've talked enough. I think we can both agree we're in fucking we're it's fucked up, bro. Tough times are coming.
Yeah.
All we can do is laugh about it, my friend. And
yeah.
And of course we can bitch about it too. That's what we're here for, to, you know, and fill people in. Let people in on some news that they might not be aware of. You know, some news of, you know, perhaps maybe a bear with a fucking plastic fucking jug over its head. A useless bear. A real fucking degenerate. Serves no good purpose to humankind.
None whatsoever.
You know, we could talk about fucking scumbags like Deshaun Watson, the hypocrisy of the fucking Me Too movement, who's nowhere to be found.
We talked about the fucking Hollywood elite and how they fucking suck.
How they feel about fucking, you know, they just want to kill babies.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly, as ugly as it sounds. Where's the outrage on that?
And we talked about a musician who...
Halsey.
Who robbed her audience money instead of performing like she promised.
The whole immigration thing with the, you know, the truck. And how about these fuckers, dude? They fucking cloned this truck, bro. All right? Imagine being, so check this out on the truck. Imagine owning a business and you pride yourself on your company and the way it looks, that you buy these nice, big, beautiful trucks and you print the name of your business on the side. You pay somebody to go print the fucking name or write it in cursive real nice and shit the way his was written. You know, with his information and all that shit on the side. And then next thing you know, some fucking people, some fucking cartel cloned his truck.
Wow.
The truck was a clone, bro. It was a replica of a legitimate business. And, yeah. That's how that happened. But they're doing that, dude. The cartels will fucking do anything. And so this is the kind of shit that we bring about here on the Full Tilt Boogie each and every week on the World Generation Podcast Network. That is, each and every week when we are able to do it, because sometimes, obviously, we can't do it. But, you know, we're still here. And we're going to continue talking about shit like this and Hollywood and their elites. And don't get me wrong. There's sometimes there'll be a situation where maybe we put our differences aside as far as Hollywood goes and we'll rate a good movie or something. You know, I don't know. Sometimes,
yeah.
I don't know, like I revealed today, you know, there's some, I don't even watch Jimmy Kimmel anymore. I used to fucking love that shit. But I don't even watch it anymore. Fallon, hardly ever. I'll still watch Fallon every now and a blue moon, but hardly ever.
Says that when they open their mouth, they ruin.
Yeah, if they would just stick to the fucking comedy and shit, but no, they got to fucking throw all the political shit out in the face. And I'm not there for that. I'm trying to fucking relax. So fuck them. I don't need that. I'll find other ways to relax. Which I've done so. Philly Nelly,
yeah.
With the chili on the willy, close yourself out, my friend. Let's finish this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Christian from Philly. Tune in next week for a Full Tilt Boogie for all the crazy newsworthy topics. Until then, see you next week.
That's right. See you next week, motherfuckers. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian from... we will see you next week right here, same time, same bat channel, same everything. We hope to hear from you. Give us a call right here on the Full Tilt Boogie next week. I've been Chuck Amok, and this has been the Full Tilt Boogie. Until next time, keep it real, keep it heel, and everything else, motherfuckers. We'll see you next week right here on the Full Tilt Boogie. Peace, motherfuckers.
Generation Podcast Network.